You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. Now, as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. Again, we see here that the key to understanding God's will for your life, God's purpose for your life, is following Jesus. Look at what he said. He said, Come ye after me, and I will make you. Jesus is the only man, is the only one that can make a man into his purpose. Jesus is the only one who can prepare you to go into your purpose. If you can't go into your purpose without passing through Jesus. You can do so many things in this world, but those who will fulfill their purpose on earth must pass through Jesus. You must first come to Jesus. Now look at what he said. He said, come after me. He didn't say come after church. He didn't say come after denomination. He didn't say come after your general overseer. He didn't say come after money. He didn't say come after breakthrough. He said come after me. Many are laying claim to be coming after Jesus today, but they are actually coming after different things. Their pursuit is not Jesus. Their focus is not Jesus. I was speaking with a lady some days ago, and she said, in the church she attends, that they told them if they committed adultery, they will never be forgiven. And I told her, I said, and she had committed adultery. So you can imagine the guilt she was facing. And finally, we opened scriptures, we read scriptures. And she said, oh, I have peace now. I have confessed my sin. And I know God has forgiven me. Did you know this woman went as far as confessing to her husband that she had committed adultery? Yet, they told her in her church that God will never forgive anybody who commits adultery. And I told her finally, I said, it's because you have chosen to believe in a man rather than in Jesus. God didn't call you to a denomination. I said, when you were going to describe yourself to me, you described yourself by your denomination. You didn't tell me I'm a child of God. You didn't say I'm born again. You didn't say I'm a disciple of Christ. You didn't say I'm a Christian. What you said is that I am a, and then you mentioned the name of a church. I said that what you don't realize is that has sort of created an impression on your soul that is your salvation. And that's why there's nothing they say. You will believe it. Even when it is contrary to scriptures. The Bible says if we confess our sin, it's just, it's merciful to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, brethren, the path to becoming or fulfilling our purpose is coming after Jesus. He said, come after me. I will make you. And I tell you something. If Jesus says, I will make you, be rest assured that you will be made. The reason you are not made is because you are not coming after him. There is nobody that is pursuing Jesus that is not made. There is nobody that is pursuing Jesus that will not discover his purpose. It was Jesus who revealed their purpose, that their purpose is to be fishers of men. But even at that, knowing your purpose does not mean you can fulfill it. It takes you passing through Jesus, being woven and shaping in the likeness of Christ before you can fulfill that purpose. Many people are evangelists, pastor, all of that today, but they never pass through Jesus. That's why they are doing rubbish. That's why they are doing all kinds of nonsense, preaching things that ought not to be preached. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.